Early this morning, U.S. Senate Democrats ended a 15-hour filibuster. They took over the Senate floor yesterday to try to force action on gun control. In the wake of the Orlando massacre, Democrats want action on bills that would mandate expanded universal background checks and bar suspected terrorists from buying guns. Washington Senator Patty Murray spoke during that filibuster. She told me why she thought it was so important.
I am just overwhelmed by the feeling that we keep having these kinds of incidents, just as we did in Orlando, and we all come out and our thoughts and prayers go to those who have been hit by this, harmed by this, felt by this, and that's absolutely appropriate, and it ends. And I think many of us feel strongly that we have to do more than that, and now is the time. We just can't stop. We can't be feel defeated. We need to act, and we need to show that Democrats mean it when we say we're going to not continue business as usual. We have to act to address the scourge of gun violence.
The filibuster resulted in Republicans agreeing to hold a vote on two issues. One of them is expanding the background checks you have to go through to buy a gun, expanding those beyond gun stores to internet sales and public gun shows. And we've already done that here in Washington State. So what do you tell other senators about Washington's experience with expanded background checks?
It is working in Washington. It should be done nationwide. As we work to make sure that those who should not have guns for reasons such as their being a terrorist, they are on a terrorist watch list, and we don't want them to have access to guns. The only way to make that really happen is to assure that if you purchase a gun at a gun show or on the internet, that you too have a background check.
You brought up the other thing Republicans agreed to vote on, which is banning people on terrorist watch lists from buying guns. The problem with that, Senator, is a little thing called due process. The Orlando shooter was removed from a terrorist watch list for lack of evidence that he was about to commit a crime. Isn't due process a civil right?
Absolutely. Everybody has a right to due process, and we all feel strongly about that. But we have crafted this legislation so that individuals who are known or suspected terrorists, if they are on the no-fly list, they will be stopped from purchasing a gun or explosive. They then have the right to go back and get themselves off the list if they should not have been on it. But at least that puts a pause in it so that someone who is on the no-fly list or a suspected terrorist cannot purchase a gun and have what has happened now one too many times.
You know, Senator, what gun control advocates are used to from Congress, as you've said, is nothing. A lot of death and then a lot of talk and then a lot of nothing. Senator Murray, why should your supporters believe that anything is new this time?
Well, look, I'm hopeful that Republicans will finally listen to the overwhelming number of Americans who want to keep guns out of the hands of terrorists and implement universal background checks. If they don't do the right thing, we are not going to give up. This is such an important issue for our families in our state and for people around the country. And if these common sense measures don't pass, it's just a prime example of how out of touch the GOP is with everyday people. I have had a tremendous response back from people who are saying, we no longer want talk, we want action. Our state has done this. It's time for our country to do this.
You're right that these proposals might not pass. If this is voted down, Senator, then what?
Everybody is going to be watching these votes, and all of us will have to be responsible for the decisions we make. We're going to keep up the pressure on this. If we do not win this time, we're going to keep on working. I believe the American public wants us to stand up and do everything we can to protect our American citizens here. These are two critical steps, and we're going to keep working.
Those ideas sound popular in Western Washington. What have your Eastern Washington constituents told you about that?
Well, look, I have to tell you that I believe most Americans, wherever they live, do not want people who are on the terrorist watch list to be able to purchase automatic weapons. It is pretty common sense, and I think it is overwhelmingly supported.
Your opponent, Republican Chris Vance, denounced the filibuster. He says, well, you shut down the U.S. Senate, stopped work on an appropriations bill, and when we talk about gridlock in Congress, he said, Senator, that you're part of the problem.
Look, I respond to what we need to do to get things done in this country. And if the only way we can get the Republican majority, who is in charge of this Congress today and in charge of the Senate, to wake up and realize we mean it, is to talk all night long. That's what we do. That's what we did last night. It made a difference. They finally agreed to allow votes on these amendments. That is all we were asking, is just allow us to vote. And now we're going to be allowed to vote on them. And the American people want us to do our job. That's what we're doing.
That is U.S. Senator Patty Murray. Republicans have agreed to vote on two measures that would expand gun control.